Chapter 9. I've been in the hospital for 12 days now, and I've moved from the ICU to the hospital's neurology unit, where I've been Dr. Kwan's pet guinea pig for the past couple of days. He wants to learn more about left neglect before they move me out of this wretched room and over to rehab. He says there's not a lot understood about this condition, which is news that I find more than a little depressing. But maybe he'll learn something from me that will advance the clinical understanding of neglect, and maybe that will help me. I'm also happy to cooperate because learning more about my condition only involves questions, puzzles, pen and paper, and does not involve needles, blood draws, or brain scans. And it keeps me occupied for a good while, time that would otherwise be filled with nothing but obsessive worrying about work, missing Bob and the kids, and staring at the fluorescent light and peeled paint on the ceiling. So Dr. Kwan and I have been spending lots of quality time together. As I answer questions and do word searches, I try to join Dr. Kwan and find it oddly fascinating instead of hopelessly terrifying that I never notice or include anything on the left. I'm not even aware that I've ignored anything until Dr. Kwan or one of my therapists or nurses tell me what I've missed. Then, when I realize the magnitude of what isn't there to me, instead of dissolving in a puddle of my own tears, or wailing, "This is bad, this is really, really bad," I force the most positive thing I can think of, usually something like, "Wow." It feels like the mayor of Doomsville is offering me a key to the city, but I'm doing my best to stay out of town. I do enjoy the drawing tests. It feels like a million years ago that I carried an artist's sketch pad everywhere I went. I majored in economics in college, but I took just as many courses in graphic design, art, and art history. I try imagining where in my cluttered attic those pads might be stored, but I can't find them. Maybe they're on the left. I hope I didn't throw them out. Dr. Kwan asked me to draw a flower, a clock, a house, a face. "You're good," he says. "Thanks." "Did you draw a whole face?" "Yes." I look at my picture with pride and love. I drew Lucy. As I admire her features, doubt creeps into my consciousness. "Didn't I?" I ask. "No. How many eyes do people have?" "2." "Did you draw 2? I look at my picture of Lucy. "I think so." He clicks his pen and writes. He's writing something negative about my drawing of Lucy Goose, and no one should do that. I push the paper toward him. "You draw a face," I say. He draws a simple smiley done in 2 seconds. "Did you draw a whole face?" I ask. "Yes." I click my pen as emphatically as I can, high in the air, and then pretend to write my evaluation on an invisible clipboard. "What are you writing, Dr. Nickerson?" he asks, feigning deep concern. "Well, don't faces have ears, eyebrows, hair? I'm afraid you have a very serious but fascinating condition, doctor." He laughs and adds a tongue sticking out from the bottom of the line for the mouth. "True, true. Our brains normally don't need every piece of information to assume a whole, like our blind spot. We all have a blind spot where our optic nerve leaves the retina, but we don't normally notice this blank space in our field of vision because our brains fill in the picture," Dr. Kwan says. "That's probably what you're doing. You're relying on only the right half to assume a whole, and your brain is unconsciously filling in the blanks. Wonderful observation, truly fascinating." While I'm enjoying his attention and flattery, I know that what excites a nerdy doctor will probably be perceived as freakish and scary by the world outside this room. I want to draw both of Lucy's eyes. I want to hug Charlie with 2 hands, kiss both of Linus's feet, and see all of Bob. And I can't get away with reading only the right half of an Excel spreadsheet. I need my brain to see the left again, wherever it is, and stop making huge assumptions. Assumptions only get everyone into a lot of trouble. Today's lunch is chicken, rice, and apple juice. The chicken needs salt, the rice needs soy sauce, and the apple juice could use a generous shot of vodka. But I apparently have high blood pressure and I'm not allowed any salt or alcohol. I eat and drink every bland thing they bring me. I need to get my strength back. I'm moving to the rehab hospital tomorrow, and from what I hear, it's going to be a lot of work. I can't wait. As much as I like Dr. Kwan, this guinea pig wants out of her cage forever. Dr. Kwan comes in to check on me before his rounds. "How was your lunch?" he asks. "Good." "Did you use the knife to cut your chicken?" "No, I used the side of the fork." Click, he writes down this fascinating piece of data. "Did you eat everything?" "Uh-huh." "Are you full?" I shrug. I'm not, but I don't want seconds. "What if I told you there was a chocolate bar on your plate?" he asks, smiling. I've got to hand it to him for trying. Chocolate is definitely the right bait to use with me. But I don't need an incentive. I'm highly motivated. It's not that I'm not trying to see what he sees. I don't see it. Maybe I can feel it. I wipe the clean white plate with the palm of my hand. There's nothing there. Not one kernel of rice, not one morsel of chocolate. "Try turning your head to the left." I stare at the plate. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to get to where you're asking me to go. It's not a place I can turn to or look at. It's like if you told me to turn and look at the middle of my back. I believe the middle of my back exists, but I have no idea how to see it. He writes this down and nods while he writes. Intellectually, I understand that there's a left side of the plate, but it's not part of my reality. I can't look at the left side of the plate because it's not there. There is no left side. I feel like I'm looking at the whole plate. I don't know. It's frustrating. I can't describe it. I think you just did. But is there really chocolate there? Yep, the kind Bob brought yesterday. Lake Champlain. The best. Without understanding how this might work, I grab the top of the plate and rotate it to the bottom. Ta-da! Almond butter crunch. Bob's the best. That's cheating, says Dr. Kwan. Totally fair, I say, chewing a sublime mouthful. Okay, but answer this. Where did that chocolate come from? I know he wants me to say the left, but there is no left. Heaven. Sarah, think about it. It came from the left side of the plate, which is now on the right, and the right, which you just saw, so you know it exists, is now on the left. He might as well have just said something about pi times the square root of infinity. I don't care where the right side of the plate went. I'm eating my favorite chocolate, and I'm moving to rehab tomorrow.